Who was that?
Tame Impala.
This is WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Yes, and it's 6 o'clock right now. And yes, you have heard many Halloween shows so far this week on WRAR. This is one of them. And what better way to start off a Halloween set than Incantations of Satan and Robert Johnson?
A warm breeze through the open windows brought in the smell of new-mown hay in a nearby field, and the singing of birds could be heard in the moment of silence as the preacher opened his Bible to read. And then a little old man stood up, bent with age, his hair thin and white, and said, "Preacher, tell them that Satan is real too. You can hear him in songs that give praise to idols and sinful things of this world. You can see him in the destruction of homes torn apart. I know that Satan is real, for once I had a happy home. I was loved and respected by my family. I was looked upon as a leader in my community. And then Satan came into my life. I grew selfish and unneighborly. My friends turned against me, and finally my home was broken apart. My children took their paths into a world of sin. Yes, preacher, it's sweet to know that God is real, and to know that in Him all things are possible. And we know that heaven is a real place where joys shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, Satan is real too. And hell is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment. Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world.
Thank you. start to smile with my smiling queen, who sits across the table by the food she made.
Right, that's Nosferatu Man by Slint from their Spiderland CD. And then before that was a country teaser, Satan is Real Again from their Satan is Real Again CD. And then the Louvin Brothers gave us a straight dope, Satan is Real. And Hell Hound on My Trail by Robert Johnson. We're going to keep going with Halloween by Ministry. Thank you.
so incredibly thin that even the end of an eyedropper sucked him in. Now Skinny never knew any questions, and Skinny never looked at lights, but Skinny sold something every single night. Sold a soldier to me, Skinny sold a wife, Skinny sold a suction cup and a knife. Skinny found a Hello Dolly record in the hall. He sold it to a truck driver in the fall.
Needless to say, no cattle were allowed to remain in open pasturage. About 2 in the morning, the household at Elmer Fry's awoke.
Elmer. Elmer, wake up. The dogs are barking. Get up. Do you smell that?
Yes, Selena, I smell it.
Sally Sawyer said her boy Chauncey...
Hush, woman. Listen.
All I hear is the dog.
You hear that? It sounds like water or waves. I'll light the lantern.
I hear it. Almost something's wrong. I'm calling the Corys for help. What is it?
It's in the barn.
Mommy, we're scared.
Oh, come here, darling. Shh, no. Ain't nothing to be... Put that light out. Quiet, everyone.
The Fries, huddled together in the sitting room, did not dare to move until the last echoes died away far down in Cold Spring Glen. As the sun rose, Selena Fry telephoned to spread what news she could of the second phase of the horror. The next day, all the countryside was in a panic. Cowed, uncommunicative groups came and went where the fiendish thing had occurred. 2 titan swaths of destruction stretched from the glen to the Fry farmyard. Monstrous prints covered the bare patches of ground, and one side of the old red barn had completely caved in.
Zebulon, I found another piece over here. Reckon it was a hindquarter. Bones are all busted up.
That's still only a quarter of the herd accounted for, Earl.
Who's shooting?
Elmer. His cows that survived got to be put down. Mad with fear.
Hell of a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should phone outside for help. Aylesbury or Arkham.
Ain't no use. Who's gonna believe this? Outsiders never want to believe what Dunwich really is.
What do we do?
There's a reason our people once chanted in the great stone circles on the hilltops.
What did we chant?
Damned if I know.
Explorers noted a set of the monstrous tracks in the road skirting Sentinel Hill. As before, the sides of the road showed a bruising indicative of the blasphemously stupendous bulk of the horror. The tracks seemed to suggest a passage in 2 directions, as if the moving mountain had come from Cold Spring Glen and returned to it along the same path. At the base of the hill, a 30-foot swath of crushed shrubbery saplings led steeply upwards, and the seekers gasped when they saw that not even the most perpendicular places provide any impediment. Whatever the horror was, it could scale a sheer stony cliff. As the investigators climbed round to the hill's summit by safer routes, they saw that the trail ended, or rather reversed there.
You reckon the thing climbed up here and then just turned round and went back to the glen where it come from?
It looks that way to me. You see that table-like stone? On May, Eve, and Hallowmas, that's where the Wheatleys would come up to chant their hellish rituals.
Rumbling sound seemed brewing beneath the hills, mixed strangely with a concordant rumbling which clearly came from the sky.
Yeah, all three of them is chanting now. They all are putting their arms up and down together.
The change in the quality of the daylight increased, and the crowd gazed about the horizon in wonder. A purplish darkness, born of nothing more than a spectral deepening of the sky's blue, pressed down upon the rumbling hills. Then the lightning flashed again, somewhat brighter than before, and the crowd fancied that it had showed a certain mistiness around the altar stone on the distant height. The men of Dunwich braced themselves tensely against some imponderable menace with which the atmosphere seemed surcharged.
Do you hear that?
Sounds like something's talking. It's that thing.
The speaking impulse of the bizarre sound seemed to falter here as if some frightful psychic struggle were going on. Henry Wheeler strained his eye at the telescope but saw only the three grotesquely silhouetted human figures on the peak, all moving their arms furiously in strange gestures as their incantation drew near its culmination. From what black wells of acherontic fear or feeling, from what unplumbed gulfs of extra-cosmic consciousness or obscure, long-latent heredity were those half-articulate thunder-croakings drawn? Presently, they began to gather renewed force and coherence as they grew in stark, utter, ultimate frenzy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was all. The pallid group in the road, still reeling at the indisputably English syllables that had poured thickly and thunderously down from the frantic vacancy beside that shocking altar stone, were never to hear such syllables again. Instead, they jumped violently at the terrific report which seemed to rend the hills, the deafening, cataclysmic peal whose source, be it in earth or sky, no hearer was ever able to place. A single lightning bolt shot from the purple zenith to the altar stone, and a great tidal wave of viewless force and indescribable stench swept down from the hill to all the countryside. Trees, grass, and underbrush were whipped into a fury, and the frightened crowd at the mountain's base, weakened by the lethal fetter that seemed about to asphyxiate them, were almost hurled off their feet. Green grass and foliage wilted to a curious sickly yellow-gray, and over field and forest were scattered the bodies of dead whippoorwills. The stench left quickly, but the vegetation never came right again. To this day, there is something queer and unholy about the growths on and around that fearsome hill.
The Count has an eye on his ankle and lives in a horrible place. He wants all your money, he's never at all funny. He wants to remove your face. And you might be thinking, what a romp this is. But wait till you meet his accomplices. When you see Count Olaf, you're suddenly full of disgust and despair and dismay. In the whole of the soul of Count Olaf, there's no love. When you see Count Olaf, count to zero, then scream and run away. Scream, scream, scream and run away. Run, 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 run. Or die, 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 die. There's a hook-handed person and others with nastier parts. This evil and unpleasant group, complete Count Olaf's acting true. The goal of Count Olaf is getting control of the fortunes of urchins and orphans. Hooray, I mean horrors, Count Olaf is no laughing matter. When you see Count Olaf, count to zero, then scream and run away.
WRAR, LP 97.3 FM. It's the Friday Breakfast Blend. Yes, you have heard a lot of Halloween-themed shows on WRAR this week. This is one of them. You just heard the Gothic Archies right there doing Scream and Run Away after a little bit of the radio drama from the H.P. Lovecraft Society of the Dunwich Horror. Wedged between that was some Chrome and Zombie Warfare from their Half-Lip Machine moves. R.I.P. Then we heard Hello Skinny by The Resonance. Creepy song. And then we started with Every Day is Halloween by Ministry. University of Richmond annual English Department Writer Series exposes students and the community to living writers. Nine authors are scheduled for the 2011-2012 series. Next up in the series on Wednesday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. is poet Robert Polito, author and editor of numerous books, including Hollywood and God and the complete film writings of Manny Farber. This free program will be held in the Brown Alley Room of Weinstein Hall on the U of R campus. For more information, you can call 804-289-8287. Driving directions are at richmond.edu/visit. 6:38. Yes, we got some more creepy stuff coming up. Let's see. I think we're going to do Twink Cranes and Witch Hunt momentarily. We'll be right back.
the jungle. Don't ever forget it, little girl.
We'll be right back. I can't feel the inside. Okay?
Just stop! I'm gonna die!
I'm dead. Do you understand?
Ah!
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I can see Jim Gibson's head on the tree.
Makes no sense. WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend. This is the spooky edition. And that was right there. That was Vampire Hookers. Nothing more scary than Vampire Hookers by Show Business Giants. And then before that was Steel Pole Bathtub doing a little bit of Black Sabbath Paranoid. With the beginning there, that kind of creepy beginning, is actually a mix of the opening segment from Once Upon a Time in the West and what's that movie called with the hippies in it and the motorcycle guys? It's so rotten. I have a rotten brain.
Yeah, brains.
Anyway, that's from that. And then we heard Scratch Acid doing El Espectro, and Daily Void had The Devil's Gold Window, Black Cat Moan by Speedball Baby, Carnival Dog by Nerves, and we started with Witch Hut Long Ago and the Twink Cranes. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend. The Virginia Museum of Fine Art houses a remarkable permanent collection of more than 23,000 works of art from almost every major world culture, and admission to the permanent collection galleries is always free. Current exhibits include the works of Jean Schlumberger, I know, I did that wrong, who designed jewelry for Tiffany & Company from the 1950s, on display until November 18th, as well as Tristan Lowe's Mocha Dick, a life-size recreation of the albino sperm whale that inspired Herman Melville's Moby Dick, on display until October 30th. Okay? For full details, including hours and current exhibits, you can visit vmfa.museum. Hey, guess what? Tonight is WRAR's fourth annual Monster Masquerade. And that is tonight at the Camel with performances by the 27 Club, which covers, it's basically covers of Dead at 27 rock stars, Canario Canary, and a dance party with DJ Puri, DJ Glycenide, and Jesse Split and Joanna O. Prizes for best mask and best costume. Cover is a $5 to $10 donation to WRAR 97.3. And I know that one of the prizes is the Richmond Macabre book. So there you go. Anyway, it's 7:03. It's time to keep creeping. And no better way to do it than Someone's in the Wolf by Queens of the Stone Age. The song's pretty creepy, man. We'll be right back.
Jones.
We'll be right back.
Everything cleaned up in the morning, but there were traces. Nobody kinda takes charge and says things is going to be changed. Others is gonna worship with us at meeting time, and certain houses have got to entertain guests. They wanted to mix like they done with the Kanakis, and he for one didn't feel bound to stop them. He says they brung us fish and treasure and should have what they hankered after.
We'd gone mad.
Far gone. Said nothing was to be different on the outside, only we was to keep shy of strangers if we knew what was good for us. We all had to take the oath of Dagon. Later on, there was a second and third oath for some of us. Them as it would help special would get special rewards, gold and such. No use barking, for there was millions of them down there. They'd rather not start rising, wiping out humankind, but if they was gave away and forced to, they could just do that. We didn't have them charms to cut them off like folks in the South Sea did. Yield enough sacrifices and savage knickknacks in harborage and town when they wanted it, and they'd let well enough alone. Wouldn't bother no strangers as might bear tales outside. That is, without they got prying. All in the band of the faithful Order O' Dagon, and the children should never die, but go back to the mother Hydra and father Dagon, what we all come from once. Ia, Ia, Finglui, Miguinoff, Cthulhu, Rayleigh, Waganagal, Fatagan.
It's not real, Zadok. These are just stories, legends.
I was there. God, what I seen since I was 15 year old. Many, many Tigalili, you farsen. The folks as was missing and them as killed themselves. Them as tried to tell the outsiders was all called crazy, but God, what I seen. They'd have killed me long ago for what I know. Only I took the first and second oaths of Dagon off of Hobart, so I was protected. But I wouldn't take the third oath. I'd die rather than take the third oath.
What was the third oath?
What is it? Zadok, do you see something out there? Zadok, what is it? Hey, let go of my coat.
Hey, you. How'd you like to be living in a town like this? With everything rotten and dying, boarded up, monsters crawling and bleating and barking and hopping around black cellars and attics every way you turn? Hey? How'd you like to hear the howling night after night from the churches and the Order of Dagon Hall and know what's doing part of the howling? How'd you like to hear what comes from that awful reef every May Eve and Hollow Mass? Hey? Think the old man's crazy? Hey? Well, sir, let me tell you, that ain't the worst.
Zadok, stop. Please.
Curse ye! Who'd sit there a-staring at me with them eyes? I say Obed Marsh, he's in hell. And he's got to stay there in hell, I says. Can't get me. He ain't done nothing. Nor told nobody
anything. Let go of me!
You just sit still and listen to me, boy. This is what I ain't never told nobody. I says I didn't get to do no prying after that night, but I found things about just the same. You want to know what the real horror here is, eh? Well, it's this. It ain't what them fish devils have done, but what they're going to do. They're bringing things up out of where they come from, into the town. Been doing it for years and slackening up lately. Them houses north of the river betwixt Water and Main Street is full of them. Full of them devils and what they brung. And when they get ready, I say, when they get... You ever hear tell of a shoggoth? Hey, do you hear me? I tell ya, I know what them things be. I seen them one night.
What is it? Did you see something?
Get out of here. They seen us. Get out for your life. Don't wait for nothing. They know now. Run for it. Quick. Get out of this town.
WRAR. Hey, what's going on, people? Man, that kind of creeps me out. I mean, I hope it creeps you guys out because it's kind of cool. I don't know. Whatever. That's from The Shadow Over Innsmouth. It's a radio dramatization by the H.P. Lovecraft Society. You heard a lot of music there. Well, actually, not a lot, but you heard some. You heard Fish People in between that, which is kind of weird and appropriate. And then before the little radio pit bit was... The Pines by Kent 3, and then we had Queens of the Stone Age doing Someone's in the Wolf. This is the Halloween edition of the Friday Breakfast Blend. You're welcome. Broadcast of WRAR is made possible in part by Revolve. On the web at revolve-cde.com, Revolve specializes in helping Richmonders digitally preserve photographs, audio tapes, records, film, and videotape for the 21st century playback. The CD Live at WRAR Volume 1 was pressed and printed by Revolve. On the web at revolve-cd.com and at facebook.com/Revolve Richmond. WRAR is being partially underwritten by Mekong Restaurant. Since 1995, Mekong Restaurant has been serving Vietnamese cuisine and a daunting selection of Belgian and fine American craft beer to Richmond diners. Located at 6004 West Broad Street, Mekong is open for lunch, dinner, and private events. More information available at 804-288-8929 or online at mekongva.com. We're going to lighten the load a little bit here. Go for a little bit of Devil in My Car by the B-52s.
We're going. This is the WRUR Community Calendar for the week of October 24th. I'm Luke.
History Center and the Richmond Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau presents a walking tour of East Broad and Gray Streets in downtown Richmond, which passes by Richmond Center Stage, the National Theater, the Virginia State Capitol, and the former Miller and Rhodes Building, now converted into a hotel and condominium. Meet at the Richmond Visitor Center, 405 North 3rd Street, has been extended until October 31st. For more info, call 804-649-0711 or go to www.historyrichmondtours.com. This event will take place from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
The Ashwood Gardens Industry 6th Annual Pumpkin Chunkathon to benefit Hanover Arc will take place Saturday, October 29th from 10 a.m. through 3 p.m. This family event is always well attended. There will be a pumpkin chunking and carving, a pet costume contest, tattoo booth, face painting, hot dogs, games, a corn maze, and an alpaca zoo, and much more. All proceeds will benefit Hanover Arc, a nonprofit organization serving adults and children with developmental disabilities. Proceeds will fund Saturday Sitters and Hanover Arc's other recreation and respite care programs for children with developmental disabilities and their families. Please call Hanover Arc at 798-2400 or Ashwood Gardens Industry at 798-2280 for additional information.
During the 19th century, black crepe drape on the front door was a solemn symbol that a household was mourning the loss of a loved one. Enter the doors of Maymont Mansion to experience a unique exhibit dedicated to the Victorian rituals associated with death and dying. Throughout the mansion, period artifacts from a private collection, original Maymont pieces, and mourning fashions and jewelry illustrate the Victorian's customs associated with grief and condolence. Guided tours are available every half hour. The last tour begins at 4:30. For more info, call 804-358-7166, extension 329. This event will take place on October 31st.
Thanks to support from Dominion Resources, Halloween is safe, fun, and free for kids at the Children's Museum of Richmond's 11th Annual Halloween Hoopla. Children can have an authentic Halloween experience, trick-or-treating in our kid-sized neighborhood consisting of fan-style houses complete with spooky decorations and lots of treats. Other activities will include Halloween art projects, pumpkin decorating, and games. Due to the immense popularity, tickets must be obtained in advance at either museum location or at www.c-more.org. This event will be on October 31st from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
On November 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. at ArtSpace, 0 East 4th Street in Richmond for an evening of art, wine, and much more. Gather your friends and kick off your weekend with good company in support of a great cause. Unwind with cocktails and conversation, then bid to win any number of great prizes through our silent auction. For more info, visit www.richmondscdc.org/home/get-involved/annual-breakfast.
This has been the WRUR Community Calendar for the week of October 24th. Please send your events to WRUR Community Calendar@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Using germ warfare, I'm a loser.
Back from the dead, Lux. What? All right, that one goes to Lisa if you're listening. Hey, that was Eyeball My Martini by the Cramps. Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs by them. I don't know why, because I like eyeballs. Eyeballs, eyeballs! Eyeballs! And then it was Digits, House on Haunted Hill from their full Nelson Riley CD. And then a Cramps cover by Novelle Vague and Human Fly. And then B-52s, Before the Community Calendar, and Devil in My Car from Wild Planet. Coming up at 8 o'clock is more spookiness with Democracy Now! By Amy Goodman. You can go to WRAR.org and check it, yo. Yeah, check it! And I'll see you tonight at the Monster Mash Parade for WRAR. It's the fourth annual, and that's at the Camel. And it starts at... There's no start time on here. I guess it's... I don't know. Show up, okay? Gah! Jeez. What do you think, huh? Oh. All right, hey. Let's play some more music, huh? Yeah. All right, we're going to go zombie theme. This is the Aquabats and Fashion Zombies.
Can you hear me? Can you- totally gone Wikipedia. Yeah. Oh my god, she told it. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Full of grease, your heart stops within you.
the fruits of your tomb and harsh are the terms of your sins. Old Mary, sister of mine, mother to the world, carry this burden now until the moment of your last breath. Now until the moment of your last breath. Old Mary, full of grief, your heart stops within you. Scary are the fruits of your tomb and harsh are the terms of your sins. Old Mary, sister of mine, mother to the world, carry this burden now until the moment of your last breath.
Now to the moment of your last breath. Now to the moment of your last breath. Now to the moment of your last breath. Now to the moment of your last breath.
That was so stupid. Ah, man. Hey, what's going on? That was Dead Weather from the Sea of Cowards. Old Mary, kind of a little incantation for you people out there and Halloween weekend and all that. And then we heard Teenagers from Mars from the Misfits, their Static Age album, probably their best and first album. And then we heard Abercrombie Zombie by the Tiny Masters of Today. Love that album. Love that song. Skeletons is the name of that album. And then we had Fashion Zombies by the Aquabats from their Charge CD. This has been the Friday Breakfast Bone. I got one more song. We started with Robert Johnson, the actual singer Robert Johnson, the Hellhound on My Trail song by him. And we're going to end with a song called Robert Johnson by the Clams. I think they're from Australia. Anyway, thanks for listening. This has been the spooky edition, and I'll probably upload it on Monday for your Halloween pleasure at Radio for All. So I will see you guys later. I will see you tonight at the WRAR annual Monster Masquerade. Don't forget, it's at the Camel tonight, 27 Club, Canario Canary, DJ Paree, DJ Glistenide, I don't know how to say that, and Jesse Split and Joanna O. So I'll see you there. See you later.